splendid butterfly. It is your wings that make you beautiful, and I could make you fly away, but I could never make you stay. You said you were in love with me. Both of us know that that's impossible, and I could make you rue the day, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my little words, not if I could write the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my little words. Now that you've made me want to die, you tell me that you're unboyfriendable, and I could make you pay and pay, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my little words, not if I could write you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my little words. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my little words.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and so there's a horrible buzz, and I think Hofstra figured out what it was. It is the fact that we have something from Radio Shack. Oh, wait. My microphone volume just turned all the way down, too. Hold on. Guys, don't turn your radios up. I'm going to very slowly adjust the volume upwards. Yeah, just horrible ass buzz. This is going to have to come back at some point later in the show because I'm going to have to plug back in. But hey everybody, it's Thursday, and now my laptop's on battery power. We are we're coming at you live from the inside of my car in the parking lot of a Super 8 in Russell, Kansas, because that's where they keep their internets here in Russell, Kansas.
Inside the car.
Yeah, yeah. So here is my prediction. My lovely wife, who is I'm in the driver's seat for some retarded reason, just because it's
because he was driving
the steering wheel. Yeah, I was driving. The steering wheel is a very
broken him in
a comfortable place to rest.
Crotch.
This laptop. But yeah, my lovely wife, who is currently in the passenger seat, has offered to switch places with me, which I think will be more comfortable. But we'll take a minute. I think that Hot Stuff is going to have to
wing it.
Yeah, Hot Stuff's going to have to wing it for a second while we have a little Chinese fire drill here.
I just for informational purposes, I looked up on the internets, and apparently in many states, sitting in a parked car and drinking alcohol can, in fact, result in a DUI.
Yep.
So that is a good secondary reason for us to be swapping all around. So we've... We were hoping to make it to some semblance of a town, maybe tonight, and maybe even, like, I don't know, check into a hotel or something. But instead, I think we might be driving straight through. We're on the way to Denver after having spent a brief period in Illinois visiting some of Jick's families. And then we're going to stop off in Denver and visit my mom and
yeah, we're going to visit Hot Stuff's mom, all right.
Yeah. So that's our current plan. But as it stands right now, we are pretty much dead smack in the middle of Kansas, in the middle of pretty much nowhere. There's a... You pass Salina on the way going... Salina? Whatever. Heading west, and it kind of... becomes barren, just a little bit.
Just like your mom. So yeah, my prediction was that the Super 8 employees are gonna figure out that we're sitting here. They're gonna call the cops. Cops are gonna show up, see that we're drinking in a car, and then you know, we could have you might say, Jake, why didn't you just not drink beer during this radio show? And I would answer, you know,
then it wouldn't be a radio.
It wouldn't be a radio show if I wasn't drinking beer. I don't know where my wife is going.
I believe she's going to the trunk.
I see.
To the crunk.
She's going to the crunk.
Or maybe she's filling the gas tank with beer.
And no. and sugar. So what is going on? What are you doing?
Do the radio show. All right. It makes sense. He's gonna move over here and move this stuff.
Wait, what am I doing?
You're not doing anything. You
okay.
Move over so you can get some room when I move the seat up.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all very complicated.
This was a great idea, doing the radio show from inside the car. Because, you know, really...
It's going to be 120 minutes of us discussing logistics of being in a car.
I'll tell you one thing. It's really good to it's really good to finally be in a car for a minute or two.
I can just sit like this, and he can scoot in.
Only one of us has ever tried to actually do a radio show. It's okay for me to scoot back?
Yes.
Oh. Well, great. That was actually worth saying.
Yes.
Sweet.
This is
some compelling motherfucking radio.
I'm not 100% convinced that the Radio Shack device was the sole perpetrator of the buzz. It could have been it could have just been the fact that we were running off of a car battery.
Yeah. So what we had was a 15 volt to a DC converter from Radio Shack that the laptop is plugged into. I'm going to be running on battery power for a little while, and then we're going to have to start the car again.
The GPS is still on as well.
Okay.
Telling us that we're stationary.
Yeah. Thanks, GPS.
We haven't really needed the GPS much for this day of driving, because it is just 800 miles on I-70.
Yeah.
So.
The eastern part of Kansas is lovely this time of year.
That's true. It is actually really pretty. The rolling hills. Kansas is not all flat. Yeah. Phoenix is doing all kinds of adjustment to the car.
It's really hot and uncomfortable in here.
It's hot and uncomfortable in the car, and so she's opening up the window to the sort of the steamy heat.
We were getting truckers looking at us weird earlier. We're across the street from an Enter 24/7 diesel Enter. Oh, I think that Enter might actually be an instruction to the trucks rather than part of the name of the truck stuff.
Wonder what we're doing.
Yeah. My wife could pretend that she's giving me head in the car so that people won't wonder.
When actually, in actuality, she'd just be typing with her nose on the keyboard.
Yep. Let's see. I think I remember reading this thing from Grevin Ilvec 75 last week. Dear Jake, have there been any changes related to Hobopolis that have been put out to the game already? And I don't remember if we...
We did respond to that.
Did we?
Yeah.
What did we say?
We said we didn't want to say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you told me about something that I wasn't aware of, and then I couldn't think of it.
You'd forgotten about it. There's stuff. Stuff has happened.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Wow, it's really windy in here now.
Yeah.
This is great.
Apparently there was some sort of tornado in Colorado today.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know about your theory that we bring good weather with us.
I didn't know they had tornados in Colorado.
Yeah, they do. Not nearly as often as, like, the middle of the tornado belt or whatever, but yeah, it is seriously windy.
Yeah,
it is.
Can they hear? Ask them if they can hear.
I don't think they can hear the wind. It's not like it's blowing in the car. The car is shaking now in the wind, like a leaf.
Maybe the car is shaking because of hoodlums outside, or angry truckers. Did you buy lottery tickets? We've been continuing in our tradition of buying $20 worth of scratch-off tickets in every state that we pass through. Apparently, we got some Kansas scratch-off tickets now.
We could narrate the scratch-off process, but I think that would probably be kind of boring.
Yes. Drizzle says, how about more ninja content? We've discussed off and on the idea of adding some more stuff into the layer of the Ninja Snowman, maybe eventually fleshing that out as a container document for some sort of quest or something. That may happen someday. Lagorio says, why is the item of the month beefed up? As this is already answered, ignore this question. I'll read the log after the show. I wonder how many people get all of their data from the show just by reading those transcripts in the forums
that don't
have any of our witty banter.
Yeah, I don't know about the witty banter.
Yeah, I don't know how witty it is either. It's flashing because it doesn't. I don't want to lose it. We had been. We broadcast once from the. I want to make sure that didn't fuck anything up. We broadcast once from the little cell phone internet card that I had, but I don't think anywhere in Kansas has a good connection for that.
3G.
No 3G. Maybe in the bustling metropolis of Topeka or the equally bustling metropolis of Wichita.
Or Gordon Lawrence. There's another.
Is Lawrence, Kansas?
It's big? Big-ish. Big-esque.
Sweet. Can you guys hear the semis? That's the truck stop. Dark King Kirby says, so, you're making Hobopolis? Did you just forget about Heartbreak Hotel and the Nemesis Quest? I think we answered this, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. So, no, we didn't forget about Heartbreaker's Hotel. We just, we are waiting until we have a good idea for it, and Riff has been working on the Nemesis Quest nonstop, like, basically since he was born.
There's a lot of these that we answered.
Yeah, Matt Scott says, also, I was listening to the May 12th show after the fact, and I have to say, I love DC Talk and Newsboys. Just throwing it out there. Please don't.
Phoenix is adjusting every possible setting in the car.
Yeah, stop changing things. I will stop reacting to that. All right, so, but see, this draws attention to us from the outside. I really am kind of freaked out about getting kicked out of here.
It'll be okay, guys. We're going to the other side.
We are totally stealing wireless.
We are, man. We're
yeah. I don't. You know, this may not even be reaching anybody. This whole thing might be some sort of farce. Not enough of our bits are getting out into the world.
You know, I think the broadcast software would be telling me we have streamed 5.5 megabytes over 12:06 minutes. So, yeah.
Wow, this has been the best 12 minutes of radio in the history of radio.
I know. Groove says, could you please not have numbered scrolls get used up when not used correctly? The combat bar makes it very easy to make mistakes. Now, what might ought to happen is the scrolls might ought to get some sort of differentiation.
You mean visually?
Yeah.
You could just have the number on the scroll, and you just have that many scrolls in the picture?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I could probably just write, you know, I could draw
the number on the,
with the numbers on them, you know.
Do we have anything that actually has any images that actually have numbers or words on them?
The letters and the wand, you know, Nagamar, just the word wand and the ng and everything.
I guess.
Yeah, it isn't very much space, but it's enough space for those numbers.
Okay.
Pobblebunk says, so, just to be clear, if I make a clan for my multis in order to do Hobopolis, that counts as multi-abuse? I'm not in a clan, but I was hoping to see the content. Clan of one, maybe? Listen, there is one and only one rule, and so much of the discussion in that thread is like, is this multi-abuse? Isn't this multi-abuse? Do not take more than one account into the same clan dungeon. If you're in a different clan, that's a different clan dungeon. If it is a different week, and it's a different instance of the dungeon open, then you can take a multi into it if you want to, but you cannot take more than one of your characters into the same dungeon, because that counts as multi-abuse.
I don't know if you were clear enough.
I know. Zumbini666 says, when you beef up a current item of the month, how much of it is because you've become convinced it's underpowered, and how much is you getting fed up with the players whining?
Well, I don't know that you would ever capitulate to whining, per se. I think people who make valid complaints, we don't necessarily consider that whining. You know?
Yeah. And even people who make invalid complaints, we don't necessarily consider it whining, I mean, because sometimes they're just wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say that, you know, you put something out there and you give it a couple of weeks for people to try it, and then it becomes clear that it was not as powerful as intended. That makes that's a pretty good argument to improve it.
Yeah. And who knows, you know, I may be wrong. It may not be the case that 6 months down the road people will come back and say, Zomg overpowered, you know, well. So my laptop claims that it is at 60% battery, so I should have a little bit of time, a little bit of lead time on having to start the car and plug back in and come back with the immense buzz. What's that?
Maybe during the song you can charge.
Oh, we can charge it during the music break. I don't know that charging it for 10 minutes is actually going to make any difference.
47 to 16, 10 minutes.
Oh, well, okay. Fine. Changling Bob says, regarding how KOL has innovated, I regularly find myself wanting a baby gravy fairy in World of Warcraft, etc. Damn low drop rates, shake fist. In fact, I'd say familiars, aside from attack familiars, is unique to KOL.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The concept of a familiar is definitely not new by any means.
I mean, I you know, maybe as a sort of core mechanic.
Yeah, every character having one is a little interesting, but I mean, it's a trope that's been around for a long time. You definitely didn't borrow it from Philip Pullman, but you know he uses that kind of thing in his Dark Materials series.
In his Dark Materials series,
yeah.
series.
D&D has had familiars for spellcasters for a long, long time, and you know, witches have historically had black cats that were familiars or whatever.
Right.
So.
Let's see. Zumbini666 says, I like to lurk, so an option to extend the timeout limit on chat would be great. Or would that be a horrible idea? I don't know that it would be a horrible idea. I don't know how much of a difference it would actually make now, to be honest. I feel like a lot of people have grease monkey scripts that prevent that timeout from firing, or a lot of people probably just go in and type something every once in a while to keep the timeout from firing. It's mostly so that people don't just leave their computers sitting for days and days with the chat running. Because I think that...
It's different days and days because of rollover, but...
Well, okay, right. So that's even less of a big deal than it used to be, but still, anyway. There were... if you leave the chat running for a long, long time, I think there's some sort of memory leak in Internet Explorer's
your brain.
Implementation
of
JavaScript.
What the words are?
No. I never forget what anything is.
Right. Because you're an elephant.
I forget how to not get fucking speeding tickets. I got a goddamn speeding ticket again. I was sitting there and I was like, this GPS is a dangerous thing because it's got a little thing that says this is when you're going to get there. Right? And I just, I see that as a challenge. Right? Yeah. Like, I want that number to get, I want that time to get earlier. I want minutes to be shaved off of that little readout. And I go faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. What the hell?
Until we were going half the speed of light.
Oh, yeah. And then the cop clocked us at 0.5E. And he said, sorry, sir, we're going to have to give you a ticket. He did not, however, say, Mr. Johnson, have you ever been arrested? That only happened once. We went and visited my family and some friends of my family and went on a 1 hour pilgrimage to Sid's place in Lawrenceville, Illinois, where two nights a week, out of apparently the four nights a week that they're open, they have tacos.
I was not expecting it to be SYD. I was expecting it to be a SID.
Oh, was it SYD?
Yeah, Sid's place. Huh. Was.
So it wasn't like dead babies so much as like. Whatever
no,
SYD
not.
Is.
What? Yeah. No. It was kind of a trek.
Yeah.
For
quite a drive.
For tacos.
Questionable tacos.
They were kind of questionable, but
they were good though.
They were good.
It was worth going over there. Anyway, if any of you ever make it out to Lawrenceville, Illinois, for whatever reason, God knows why you would be there,
and you happen to be there on a Wednesday or Friday night,
yeah, prior to 4 from 6 to 10, yeah. Then stop into Sid's Place on 11th Street for some questionable tacos.
I would also mention that Sid's Place is closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. How does a place stay in business when it is closed?
You know, there were a ton of people in there eating those tacos.
3/7 of the week.
Uh-huh. We also found out about some news of Flora. Apparently a second Mexican restaurant opened in Flora, Illinois, and they had security cameras. And
they were in the process of opening. Yeah.
They were not open yet. The day before the restaurant opened, their security cameras caught the owners of the other Mexican restaurant in town breaking into the place and performing some sort of voodoo ritual that involved
smearing
chicken blood on things and sprinkling powder around stuff. They were voodoo Mexicans.
They were cursing them to get bad luck.
Perhaps they were the voodoo Mexicans from Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio.
They were voodoo people.
Crazy people? Voodoo people?
Voodoo. Do what?
Urutsini says, why isn't the makeshift cape a shirt? I don't know.
Because capes aren't necessarily shirts.
Yeah. The vampire cape is a shirt, though, isn't it? Or is a vampire cape an accessory?
It's an accessory.
Huh. I mean, you wear a cape and a shirt at the same time. If you have if you have a cape but no shirt, you look like some sort of pervert superhero.
Or Mexican wrestler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, that's kind of the same thing as a pervert superhero. My laptop is, it does an excellent job of heating up the...
Your lap?
My right leg. excuse me.
Your right hiccup?
Yeah, my right hiccup belch combo.
Training all those combos.
Yes. Let's see. Did I must have accidentally scrolled up.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Kimmy says, howdy guys, is there something different with resting? I had 3 turns of beaten up and rested 3 times, but then I still had 1 turn of beaten up. Yeah, if you have disco nap permed, you get 1 free rest. That's what changed.
Or not even permed.
Disco power nap. Oh, yeah, or not permed. Yeah, fine.
So it is likely you had disco nap, and the first time you rested, your turns did not decrement. Your effects did not decrement.
Yeah. It is possible that I will make that particular add-on to that skill even more valuable by making it decrement negative effects.
I don't know. What if you really want those negative effects?
Then don't rest. That's one option.
What?
I know. Changling Bob says, regarding stainless steel shot glasses, make them a non-consumable once-a-day champagne glass thingy or something as a speed reward. The thing is, I feel like it would be a bad idea to have those rewards be useful in an ascension context, right?
Just because of the sort of potential cycle of...
Yeah, yeah.
People who do good speed runs would then be able to do better speed runs to do better speed runs.
Yeah.
So they could do more cocaine.
Though, you know, I mean, if it was something that just gave you some more stats or whatever from, hell, I don't know. that's an interesting idea, though. We can make it so it was like a once-per-day TPS drink or something, but you couldn't use it in Ronin or Hardcore.
word from the East Coast is that the Vampire Cape is a shirt.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who's our East Coast rep?
Karu.
I see.
Text message.
Well, fine. So the Vampire Cape is a shirt. Noinam says, with the Hobopolis stuff, will there be a way for top clan people, i.e. the people who can dole out the stuff, to see how many turns other clannies have used there? Yeah, there will. There will. There will be very detailed logging, and it's cool.
Of your mom.
I Crazy Bone I says, holy shit, I don't know if you saw this on Penny Arcade yet. Oh yeah, that Muto thing. That's pretty impressive. Did you see that, it's like a video about
killing the radio star.
No, it's like a time lapse chalk art thing where these cartoons kind of move down a city block into various. It's really impressive. It's really cool.
I've not seen that.
I think you can probably find it by searching for Muto, MUTO. If those of you out there are interested.
Oh, you know what I need to search for on YouTube?
What's that?
It's Is You Is.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually doing that right now.
That's creepy.
I don't think it's going to be there.
Yeah.
So a long time ago. Whoa. It is on YouTube.
Really?
Is We Is appealed for a prison in Flora, but attracted little attention until they turned it into a choreographed music video. Yeah. I don't know if the whole thing is there. I don't remember how old it is. We tried it at a family friend's house last night to watch a video of. So the town that I lived in, there was a chance, or at least that. Okay, so the state was going to build a new prison somewhere. So Flora wanted the state to build the prison in Flora because it's, you know, a lot of jobs, a lot of a lot of new money from the state. And so they were like, build a prison here, and the state was all like, I can't hear you. And so the people in Flora decided that they would make a rap video. And this was late 80s, I gotta imagine. And it was it was a song entitled Is We Is or Is We Isn't Gonna Get Ourselves a Prison. And yeah, fucking terrible. It was just it kind of made Flora, Illinois the laughingstock of the nation for a while. think it was they played it on the Tonight Show or something.
I think they went on as guests.
Did they?
Yeah, well, that is the impression I got from some of your family friends.
I did not know that. Anyway, yeah, speaking of YouTube, that's all over now. Do you think that I could have the road atlas to put between my laptop and my pants?
Aren't you glad we got the jumbo size one now?
I am glad that we got the jumbo size one. You know what I would? You know, I have the CD in the car, but I don't have the I don't have an MP3 of it. The Bloodhound Gang. What the hell is the name of that song? The Bloodhound Gang has a song about road trips, about driving. We could just play it through the microphone. Yeah, that would sound awesome. That would be super awesome.
We are just terrible technologists.
50% remaining on the battery. So let's hope
it's like a race to see if we can beat the battery.
Rickett says that Hot Stuff is just paranoid, and that they can hear us just fine.
Radio show faster.
ELQ says, why are you having the temporal rift close at level 6? Because it's awesome to have it close at level 6. It's weird how whenever anything is different, people think it's different.
What?
Don't you think that's weird?
What are you talking about?
A lot of people complain about the fact that the rift closes, rather than just saying, oh, that's interesting, you've got some content that closes as you level up.
Do you think they're complaining, or just curious why?
Oh, I don't know. I just assume that everything is a complaint, because our player base is a bunch of mean whiners.
We thought it would be interesting, is the answer, yeah, to have it open for 3 levels instead of the whole time. It provides an interesting strategic choice about whether or not to go in there, and, you know... We should have more zones like that, actually, I think. IMO.
No.
We should have something from 7 to 9.
Yep. We should do a radio show from 7 to 9.
Really? That sounds like a good idea.
Gin and Tonic says, the Clover Adventure in the Poker Room involves nearly having a royal flush, needing the Ace of Spades, and getting the Ace of Spades. The image is of the Ace of Clubs. Please fix? No. No. Spades and clubs are different things in Loathing.
Are you saying they're reversed from the way that we understand them?
No.
Which would be funny in the whole Bartle sense of the word. Well, not, maybe not funny. Maybe just sort of... No.
And then he says, sorry if this kills Riff. Hopefully he has already thought of it, but could he/you try to make the epic and legendary hats and weapons scale or be upgradable so that they are relevant, not forever, just to maybe level 13 or maybe 30? Well... There are definitely plans for there to be relevant epic weapons, at least up until relatively high levels, as it stands now. The epic weapon will eventually keep getting upgraded to, you know, super ultimate and epic super awesome ultimate.
What do you mean?
Super double, drunk awesome ultimate.
Backflip with a twist.
Yeah.
Of lime.
Grethko says, I'd like to have a vegetarian dietary restriction, and you can't get any meat, the currency type, and it would tell you it's your own fault for being an asshole. Also, my sister just became a vegetarian, as I found out at the Mother's Day cookout.
You were cooking Mother's Days? Weird.
That didn't make any sense.
No, man. I know. That's why I asked.
The Crackpot Mystic should have some way to give you caffeine powder as an adventure-giving spleen item for those without Pulverize who are in OxyCore. Yeah, maybe those without Pulverize who are in OxyCore should do a hardcore Seal Clubber run so that they're no longer without Pulverize. Renzi says, because of the late 8:30 rollover, it is impossible for Orthodox Jews who do not use electricity from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday to play KOL 7 days a week. Well, you know, if I have to suffer for my art, according to the arbitrary crazy restrictions that I put on myself, then you have to suffer for the arbitrary crazy restrictions that you have elected to put on yourself as a result of your religion.
You get a goy to turn it on for you.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Are you not... How does that work? Because that doesn't make any sense to me. If you... They're claiming that rollover prevents Orthodox Jews from playing.
The fact that rollover is after dark.
Okay, but...
Yeah, if it's after dark on both days, that doesn't actually make any sense.
Right. So you should be able to... You should either be able to get your turns in... At some point, you should be able to get your turns in, I think. Unless the Sabbath lasts for more than 24 hours, right?
Well, it's a long rollover, so maybe that actually...
Oh, right. Yeah,
maybe there could be something there.
Well, still, you know. I don't know. You could just
sort of transcribe what you want done to some non-Orthodox Jew, and they could play your transcription.
Ooh, you could write it on a scroll and put it in one of those little boxes.
Factory?
Yeah.
What? Why?
But I don't know, because they have one laying around.
Scroll?
Yeah. Well, that... I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I'm all about just crazy, arbitrary fairy tale ritual, you know, because it's interesting and fun. But
should we allow you to play the game on pencil and paper for the Amish?
I don't know.
You already have.
Yeah.
God damn.
Choose your own adventure, right? We can. Gramp says, do you plan to ever do anything with Grimmicite chunks? Yeah. We plan to have an event that used them a few months ago.
You can go back in time in the temporal rifflet and use them forward. Send them to yourself like a year ago.
Zoom meeting 666 says, six new familiars? Son of a bitch, you guys. And don't get too excited.
Yeah, think hot dog, and then think that there are five more hot dogs in that pack.
Okay. Grethko says, from the latest Hockey Zombie webcomic, for the next Mario Golf, we're going in a new direction. The stars will be Peach and Daisy, and we're calling it Two Girls, One Cup.
Huh.
Who's Daisy?
I don't know. Peach would be, what, Princess Peach?
Mm-hmm.
Daisy, I don't recognize as a...
Thank you. Wow, it's like a... My wife set up a little beer clip.
like a belt of beer ammunition.
Yeah. Thank you.
I believe she's also scraped off the label so that if we did...
It will look like I'm drinking soda out of obvious Miller High Life bottles.
But they're unlabeled. It's also possible that she was trying to redeem them like lottery tickets to see if there was some sort of scratch-off code in any.
Yeah. Let's see. A deadhead says, there are food and booze bounty hunter rewards, but no spleen. I will stop bothering you about this once I finish my oxycore run. You know, spleen items that give adventures were not really ever supposed to be as abundant as they were at low levels. And people got used to it, and now people want there to be a lot of spleen stuff that gives adventures.
Yeah.
Whereas we've decided that we want spleen stuff that gives adventures to be a special treat, you know, for people who donate or are high level.
Can't you buy Nada pipes?
Or you know, people who donate and or are high level or are not in Ronin or Hardcore.
Oh, I see. Oxycore.
Yeah.
Sorry. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I gotta pay more attention, I think. That's what it comes down to.
Apocalypse Throb says, opera mask plus penguin skin equals tuxedo mask?
Ha.
Aldrak says, which of the hats in the game is your favorite? Is it the jellyfish one? I like the jellyfish hat.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
I don't know that it's clever. It's stolen from Super Mega. Sometimes Super Mega is good.
That is, it's so weird that we would parody Super Mega.
We're not really parodying it.
Just mimicking.
Yeah, we're just stealing one of that dude's ideas. We tried to invite him to a party so that we could ask him for an idea, but he was like, "I'm not coming to your stupid party."
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't he local?
Yeah, he lives in Tucson, I think.
Huh.
So he's not local to here. Here being, again, Russell, Kansas.
I wonder if we have any listeners who are like, oh my god, I'm in Russell, Kansas.
Just going down to the Super 8 and gonna knock on doors until I figure out which car is Jake's. And then take them to jail.
Because I'm a cop. Yeah. On duty.
Hoshi no Kabi says, will all future items of the month with plus meat percent bind on equip like the Mayflies?
So this was such a resounding success in terms of popularity.
Yeah. It is conceivable that there will not be any more items of the month with plus meat percent. That would not surprise me at all.
What?
I don't know. You know, I'm actually curious as to how popular this whole bind on equip thing is going to be. You know,
yeah, it's, I don't know.
Well, if we do it again, at least we'll be able to say, hey, it's not the first time.
That's true.
You know, so You know, we'll do some other, you know, unpopular experiment next month. You know, since, like I said, we don't really so much need the money. We can afford to experiment. I can, you know, like I said, you know, we could go 6 months with low selling items of the month and be fine. So let's endeavor to come up with 6 months of just really crappy items of the month.
Just to prove yourself right.
There's a good amount of the framework in place, and it's being busily filled in writing wise by the busy beavers that are Riff and Mr. Skullhead for the June familiar content rich awesome
gasness.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. I like this one. I think better than I like the
conceptually. It's neat. I'm curious how it's gonna play out mechanically, because we haven't sort of ironed that all out
yet. Yeah, I feel like we have most of the ideas.
Yeah, but we haven't implemented them yet to make sure that it all flows.
Sure. I mean, to some extent, I think that I've kind of gotten it to the point where we will be able to balance it just by changing numbers rather than by making any fundamental changes to the mechanics, you know. So it's exciting. It's different than it's kind of three cool things in one instead of one big cool thing. It is probably going to be more in line with the Badger than the Pixie in terms of the sheer amount of content that's in there. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to releasing it. You guys will like it. Baron Malachi says, "Hey JNS, love the shows. Just wondering how you feel about groups of people completely spading out things in the game, i.e. Alliance from Hell's recent forum post in the forums. I like those posts. I like it when they find stuff like that and share that information. You know, it's cool that there are people doing that.
Occasionally there are like errors or, you know, bugs that have been around for a long time that weren't, things just not working the way we intended them to, and then people sort of find them as sort of spading accidents. So, and then they publicize those, and then we're like, oh, guess we should fix that. But sometimes we don't, sometimes we do.
Right. Ernie Q says, please consider making the rampaging adding machine a non-combat that becomes a combat, so you can use plus-minus combat skills to influence its appearance. That's actually kind of an interesting idea.
Huh.
Or even just a choice adventure non-combat that one of the choices could lead to a fight with an adding machine. And that would be a way of just sort of doing both, right? Because there aren't any non-combats in the valley.
Right.
Actually, because of that, it would have to, it could be a super likely that could take a non-combat chance into account, which we can do that. We can fake that. Or, no, you know, if we had, like, a 5% non-combat rate on the zone, and it didn't pick that one, it would just move on.
Right.
You know. Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, what news is there on the Little Canadia quest? Well, every time I the more time that passes, the more ideas I have for the right way to implement it. And one of these days, I'm just going to have to do it. One of these days, I'm going to figure out a way to do it that isn't very much work. Ooh, was that lightning?
Yeah, I mean, and tornadoes.
Sweet. If we get...
We are in Kansas. Yeah, we are in Kansas.
Wow, well, that's crazy.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
If we get hit by a tornado here, man, we could be... Guys, the second half of the radio show could be in color. let's make sure I'm still connected here. Yes, still chugging right along.
How's that work?
Super 8. Supper 8. It's funny that Super 8 is named after the production of pus. Deadhead says, there is not only no line between Postamancer spirit level gains and level 12 side quest kill bonuses, but there is also no space. Turning himself into smoke and dust in the wind.
Show.
Yeah, okay. The spirit level gains need a paragraph break before them. Let's see if I can fix that from the car. this is great. I love technology. How much money did you win?
$5.
$5. So we went from $20 to $5 in this state. That kind of sucks.
Well, you guys still have more.
Oh. Well, neat. Yeah. You do. Scratch off our things for us. You can tell us about the Indiana Jones. Every state has like Indiana Jones lottery tickets now. We're gonna go see it tomorrow against what I feel is my better judgment.
Well, let's hope we go see it. We still have to make it to Denver without getting arrested or dead. Because both of those things would prevent us from seeing it, you see.
Maybe we can take the tornado shortcut.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, like in The Legend of Zelda. We can be able on our little whistle.
Ocarina.
Okay. Alright, I'm pushing Fight out.
I can't believe you're doing this from the car.
Yeah, that's fixed. Man, the internet is fucking awesome.
The internet is awesome?
Yes. The internet is awesome, and so is Super 8. Everyone stay at Super 8 in Russell, Kansas.
Or don't stay.
Or don't stay, yeah. Just stay in the parking lot. Use the internet. Linguini Lad says, I was wondering why you guys couldn't just let us keep the old Nemesis quest until the newer one is finished. It would make sense to do that, right? Eh, Riff didn't like the idea. Since we were going to change it anyway. Yeah. It didn't make any more or less sense for there to be one spot where it's just stopped and the narrative no longer made any sense. Let's see. Tiny Plastic Ono Ben says, hey guys, or guy, why do these sugar-addled ferrets strapped into gliders and the War Hippie Airborne Commander Flight appear to be piloting propeller-driven craft? Just curious. Well, those propeller airplanes that you wind up the propeller on a rubber band, those are still gliders.
Are they?
Yeah. I have decreed that they are.
I see.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Surflack says, I wonder if he's related to Aflac. Shouldn't the jar of Creole Lady Marmalade be under mostly potions rather than miscellaneous items, seeing as it is mostly a potion? Yeah, what does the Creole Lady Marmalade do?
I forget.
Let's look it up. I'm consulting the wiki. Yeah, it does. It does allow you to gitchy-gitchy-ya-ya here. Creole. He searched. I'm looking in the... What? There is no page called Creole. I see. It's a jar.
In the news, northern Colorado is spawning ground for tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, I mean tornadoes.
That's pretty funny.
It's the RN looks a lot like an M on the screen. That's weird.
The registered nurse looks a lot like a...
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, it killed somebody in Colorado. That sucks.
Who did? A registered nurse killed somebody in...
Yes.
All right, Creole Lady Marmalade is now appropriately in the miscellaneous mostly potions section of inventory.
Apropos.
Anika Ju says, one third of the people on the radio are already in color. I don't know what that means.
I believe that's a reference to your...
Oh, to my wife being black?
Not really.
Yeah, she's not really on the radio, and she's not really black. Let's see. Natural Kamikaze says, will clans be able to have more than one group at a time adventuring Hobopolis? Technically, no, because a given clan can only have one copy of Hobopolis open at a given time. So, yeah. Huh?
Well, this is... I'm sorry, I'm totally, I am sidetracked, because, They're saying that this particular county in Colorado has the highest number of reported tornadoes of any county in the United States in the 50 years between 1950 and 2000. 213 tornadoes in those 15 years.
Huh.
That is surprising.
We should, it's been a long time since I saw Twister. We should go storm hunting.
Yeah. A friend of mine was a big sort of storm enthusiast and would drive hundreds of miles trying to get killed by a tornado.
Oh, yeah? Did it work?
No. He survived.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, well.
35% battery power remaining. The Kaiser says, progress on the quest to permanently unlock BM. First of all, how come everybody... damn it. I fucked it up. How come everybody got to treat him like the Kaiser? You know, the progress is going to come in the form of me being in the shower one day and thinking, oh, yeah, okay.
What will you have been doing in there?
I don't know. Waiting for insight. Trying to figure out how to measure my volume.
Sorry. I just swore on the radio. Yes, he's totally going to come after
us. Why are you breaking my car?
Sorry.
Just don't put your feet on the roof.
Yeah. Broke the headrest. Look, it is perfectly reasonable for me to request that people don't put their goddamn feet on the roof of my car. I'm not an old man.
And by roof,
also,
he means ceiling.
Off my lawn.
Because he's talking about the inside, and the roof is outside.
Let's see. Noah Nam says, my birthday was on Sunday. What should I do now that I'm 18? Buy some porn, some cigarettes, and some lottery tickets.
And have sex.
And get drafted.
But not with someone who's 17. Unless you're in a particular state.
Yeah, there's the whole age of consent thing, which I think 18 makes you legal everywhere.
Well, it makes it legal for you to get fucked everywhere.
Well, but it depends on... Well, yeah, I guess you can't get arrested for having someone who's 16 sleep with you. I wasn't doing anything, officer.
Yeah, I was just sitting there. Inferno Hero says, so I was looking at bricks today, and you guys approved a brick from Chunky Feces that is around 50 at symbols.
Not me. That was definitely not something I approved.
Yeah.
It's actually it's a reference to that, to a scene on Hoth in Star Wars.
Yeah, we're 25 AT-ATs requesting the hill across from Echo.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, you know, that's Star Wars, that's cool. Noah Namk says, whenever there is something controversial, why not have a kingdom-wide vote somehow?
It's not a democracy. Yeah. It's a kingdom.
Yep. How did Crimbo Grotto, the bot, get on a leaderboard? Because I have not blacklisted Crimbo Grotto yet. I did not know that Crimbo Grotto.
Do you think the term blacklist is racist?
No. Naked Juice says, tell Hot Stuff he's way off on that Judaism stuff.
What do you mean by way off? I know Orthodox Jews who have non-Orthodox Jews do things for them on the Sabbath, like washing food or turning on or off lights. It happens.
So by Orthodox Jews, do you mean really lazy people?
No, I mean people who are observing the Sabbath by the letter of their particular interpretation of the Judaic law or whatever. Not starting fires by completing circuits. That kind of thing.
That counts as starting a...
That's the thing, right? Like, does turning on a light switch constitute work? Because you're not allowed to start a fire on the Sabbath. And some rabbis say, yes, that completing a circuit starts a fire. In that sense. It's there are so many ways to interpret it. So...
Ooh.
I've spent a lot of time around Jewish friends...
And Naked Jew says that those Jews are not Orthodox Jews.
Okay. Well, then you can have that argument with them.
Oh. Never mind. I'm retarded. Let's see. Who, like, what's a bot that's excluded from, like, is Testu Donata?
Yeah, that'd be one of them.
Testu Donata, let's see.
You should search the entire code base for Testu
537-858. No, I'm just making sure this is the right place for me to do this. Crimbo Grotto, 697...
I didn't realize Crimbo Grotto was a bot. I've lost track of which bots are bots. And which bots are not bots.
697-027. Okay, Crimbo Grotto should now be excluded from the leaderboards.
You had a shower revelation about PvP.
I did. You hated it. You were like,
well, you left out a very
that
important
idea sucks
detail.
Donkey cock.
You were like, let's let players know everything about each other and then fight. And then I was like, that sucks. So
yeah.
That's exactly
what I said. So yeah. So basically the new PvP system will have no output. You'll have to just check the leaderboards later to see how you did.
That's not it at all. It's actually potentially very exciting. The whole concept of this PvP thing that after years and years of people saying, can we please have revamped PvP, we might actually get on that thing.
It's real time, dog.
Or pseudo real time.
No, it's real time.
Sort of like the make me a sandwich game.
Pseudo make me a sandwich.
Yeah, I've been playing the Penny Arcade game.
In the car.
On the
way through Kansas.
Yeah. It seems pretty fun. I had a hell of a time actually playing it in the first place. It took like 2 hours, and I fucked around. This pissed me off so much. I was up late last night. I was staying up. I'm like, okay, this is only going to take 15 minutes to download. I'm going to stay up and play it. Then it ended up taking 2 goddamn hours to download because
really?
It was. Yeah, because the download just kept stalling from Greenhouse, which I think is just a problem that they're having because there were a lot of people posting in the forums about it.
Greenhouse.
So then I like tried to. Yeah, Greenhouse is their content delivery system
nice.
That they built for
didn't
this thing.
Didn't they do a stress test on it and didn't bite the wax handle?
Yeah, the stress test was fucking terrible.
So didn't.
Same happen. Stuff happened in the stress test. I guess they didn't learn anything from it.
Oh, good.
And I looked in the forums, and it's like, oh, some mirrors. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So the mirrors, this is going to take 20 minutes to download, and then the download just fucking halts. And Firefox's innate download tools are kind of ass. The fact that they can't resume a partial download, or at least I don't know how they, excuse me. Yeah. This is really disgusting. All this belching and hiccuping I'm doing. I need to. I think that we need to start the car and charge the laptop.
We can also turn on the air conditioner.
Yeah, this is going to be really terrible because this buzz is going to. Hey, now we're running on. Yeah, sorry about the buzz, guys.
Our signal to noise ratio is going down.
There's no way around it. Hey, but it's going to be nice and cool in here now.
I don't know that we've had a lot of signal.
No, we've been getting through a lot of questions.
That's true.
You know.
I'm making a lot of noise.
Right.
I'm not drunk is the problem.
Yeah, get a beer, man.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, what? Look, we're going to be driving for another 4 or 5 hours tonight. How can you think that it's not a good idea? I have a hard time knowing which direction to hold the bottle in. I look over at this corner.
Is it a twist off?
It is twist off.
I've never had any.
But only if you're not some kind of homo that can't find a twist off. I'm not even going to explain to you a particular compulsion to that.
Wow, it's like flavored, badly flavored water.
Yeah, it's not that bad of a flavor.
We should have some sort of beer tasting review show at some point where we contact about our particular views on beverages.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll get 10 six packs of beer.
Okay.
And then we will, over the course of the show, we will drink one beer out of each of the six packs.
Why do I have to do
six packs?
What's
that?
Why do
you
have to do six packs of beer?
Because we have to do the show 3 times.
Oh, right.
To see, drink them in different orders.
Right, that'll make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's a good point, though, because as you get drunker, you get a lot more tolerant of bad beer.
Yep. Beckdog says, hey guys, has there been any thought given to making the Naughty Sorceress easier for test classes? Seems like her blocking spells gives Miss the dual shaft and makes the battle more about luck. They're either forced to muscle up and attack physically or moxie up and plink with spells. For the current combat system, I don't know if there's a good way to fix this. The only thing I can think of is a level 13 spell that costs like 50 MP and allows Sorceress to enchant a weapon for like 50 elemental damage, and Possumancers to make a damage-absorbing noodle suit. Problem is, these would normally be buffs, and she'd be buffs, so you need a new way to do this. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, part of the established strategy is
If you run out of questions, go to the ESRB ratings guide and tell us all the labels you would apply to KOL.
ESRB. Should we keep
giving
the ESRB
ratings? No. I don't think that. The ESRB ratings only apply to retail companies. Haha, Linguini Lab says toilet paper plus bitch and meat tart equals TP Cruiser? Gleeb says scrap the auto sell value of symbol syrup and make it a free pull. Maybe.
Wow.
alcohol reference.
Alcohol reference.
Yeah. We also have animated blood.
What?
There's monetized with animated blood. The discolored and/or unrealistic depictions of blood. That is how that. Like the first two we saw.
Blood and gore, depictions of blood or the mutilation of body parts. Yeah, there's like.
There's
like. Crude humor? You know? Drug reference? Fantasy violence? I don't know, intense violence.
We have violence and intense.
Language, a mild to moderate use of profanity. I don't know. But
you tend to shy away from just plain old profanity.
Yeah, I mean, we say damn it and bastard a lot.
Is that profanity?
I don't know. Yeah, ass. There's a lot of ass and occasional bitch.
I believe we probably have to say mild to mild. Yeah. Or mild to moderate.
Lyrics. Mild references to profanity, sexuality, violence, alcohol, or drug use in music.
We reference things that have those references.
Mature humor. Descriptions or dialogue or depictions of dialogue involving adult humor.
Yeah.
Nudity. And parkour nudity, definitely. None of the girls are wearing shirts. None of the female avatars are wearing shirts. Real gambling.
Players can gamble, but it's a real gamble. Although, you know, enough people bought meat on eBay and then use it in the MMG. I don't know. That counts.
Use of drugs, use of alcohol, use of tobacco references to and or images of tobacco products. I mean, there are a couple of that. There's the mafia still.
Right.
We never actually come right out and say that you're using tobacco anymore, though. I don't think. Because they're not a pipe. I mean, you do something that is definitely not smoking. Let's see. Where Taco Slayer says, for Mr. Skullhead, I'll be assistant directing Rocky Horror for my acting troupe Spring Play. What's your favorite song from it? I'm going to have to go ahead and say that Mr. Skullhead's favorite song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show is the Super Gay song. Oh, wait, that's every song from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Is that a cop?
Are
you sure that's not a cop coming to arrest us? I'm going to pick up truck. They don't need probable cause to look in and see that we're drinking. Yeah. But then we're driving with open containers in the car. So this is a bad idea. That's the long and short of it is this is a bad idea.
No one can actually hear us talking. There's so buzz.
Yep.
It's like B movie only. It's B radio.
Istanbul says, is there a way to alter the frequency of pudding fights? I know you can't tell us what it is, but is there a... Or no, sorry. I know you can't tell us what it is, if there is a way, but it would be nice to know if I'm seeking a thing that doesn't exist. You know, I'm not even going to tell you whether it exists or not. I honestly don't remember.
Ridiculous asks if you can fix the problem with the Mayfly Memphis. Not pushing it too.
Oh, not easily.
That's what you want.
Yeah. It was a pain in the ass to make skills that cost zero.
You should make it cost 0.000001 MP. Mm-hmm. So even if you have one, it just doesn't decrement. But if you have zero, you actually do have zero.
Why? Why are you? I mean, we don't need to. It's always carbon. A Naked Jew says, on the day you roll Hobopolis, you should also open the Pickle Factory and have the traveling trader stop by selling bananas. It'll be choice-making ballyhoo and rigmarole. Also, Donnell Hicks is a perv artist. That's not the same guy, man. The Donnell Hicks sex offender that A Naked Jew found on the look at my sex offenders website, am I a sex offender or not.com. That guy was like in his 50s, and Donnell Hicks is not in his 50s. Donnell Hicks is probably in his late 20s. Oh, Where Taco Slayer also asks, is there a way to get a higher resolution of one's custom avatar? I'd like to make a t-shirt similar to the one sold in the store. I'm guessing that somebody who uses Photoshop could tell you what to do in Photoshop to increase the size of them. There's a couple...
It's janky when done.
Really?
Yeah, the way that you increase the size of things for t-shirts is definitely janky.
But it works really well.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? It works really well. Look at all the t-shirts.
Yeah, but it's kind of janky.
It's not... How is it janky?
Because you spend a long time cleaning them up after you increase the size.
I spend a little bit of time cleaning them up.
All those t-shirts have been very simple, but...
Well, sure, but I mean, the more complicated your avatar is, the more complicated the process of doing something with your avatar is going to be. It's not. That doesn't make it janky. The fact that the complexity increases with the detail level of the image does not mean the process is janky.
In other words, there are no. I don't think there are any larger, unless you happen to have one that was drawn on paper.
Whatever, dude. You're going to go get a pizza? Are you going to get a pizza that's big enough to share with the whole class, or an individual size pizza? I don't know where you're going to get pizza. You're going to Pizza Hut? Yeah, I'll have a Pizza Hut. Thank you.
You get a smooth paint.
Yeah. XmoodX asks if Hobopolis is actually going to be worth the cost to open it, or is it going to be Comcastic? Well, I'm sure you won't like it, Smoot.
What's Comcast?
I don't know where your purse is. Look, I found it. I think you closed the door on the strap correct.
Yep.
What? Nonsense and heresy. let's see. To Ubernuber says, do you remember the show that you did on March 0th of 414? This page does. Links to the radio page. Ha. Wonder where that...
I believe you missed...
I believe I missed... I wonder if I can... Oh, you know what I can do? It should be pretty obvious if I... Which one is that? Pretty funny. That the script that generates that index is not particularly fault-tolerant. No, it is pretty svelte. It doesn't take off a lot of lines of code. Leap says, why is the plexiglass pocket watch not see-through?
Plexiglass is a powerful...
It's also a registered trademark.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
When did we screw that up?
I don't know, dude.
Didn't we put a TM on the roller coaster?
No, I've never actually used a TM sign unironically.
I see.
What the? Seriously, you weighing shit on my face. .com.
Why are you a chicken on my face?
Somebody linked you something.
What?
Naked Juice says, you need to get FlashGet or FlashGet extension for Firefox. No, you know, I got downed them all. That's the download manager that I ended up. So I forgot to finish my story about the Penny Arcade game.
Yes, you did.
I don't know how I got this back. So I got I finally downloaded a download manager from someone else and used that to download. It still took like 10 restarts of the download process. And then I got it all installed, and I'm like, wee, I'm going to play a Penny Arcade game. And then it was like, could not find a compatible display device because your OpenGL is fail. And I was like, fuck this, I'm going to bed. But today I updated video drivers on my laptop. Instead of just breaking my laptop like I expected it to do, it made the Penny Arcade game work. So it's fun. I don't know how far into it I am. I'm, level 5. I beat all the trash cans. A deadhead says, every time I see the plural of Knob Kebab as being Knob Kebabarans, it makes me smile. Yeah, Scully likes his, did you change your mind about the pizza? Oh, the pizza is closed. Scully likes his jokes in the plural field. And I like about one of them for every 10 that he likes. You, YZU, says, I'm close to completing all the BHH rewards, and I want to know if I should continue Lucre gambling. What are the chances that a substantial new reward will be added at some point? I don't know.
Low.
Yeah, probably low. Inferno Hero says, why is the only attack message for the 1335 Haxor you hit the Haxor in his backsor? Probably because monster-specific attack messages are broken.
Really?
Well, it is possible that if there is a monster-specific attack message it does not add any generic ones in. Well, Apocalypse Rob says, consider a clownosity mimicking mechanic for the hippie slash frat battlefield to expand allowable gear. It's such a shame we can't fight in those flowing hippie skirts and orange helmets. Yeah, you know. Idea. Zortex says, can we please get a new BHH tattoo? The meat sack is really, really underwhelming. What did we do? We came up with an idea for it.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll draw a little picture of Han Solo and Kristen Carbonite. Really, it'll just be a stick figure in the rectangle. Maybe I'll just reuse the custom avatar thing.
But without the animation.
Yeah. Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, what in your opinion is the most complicated thing in this game? Each in terms of coding, writing, and work for the players. Everything is complicated. Adding content is so much more work than it used to be.
Which is funny, because you have so many like, tools to add content. The curve is probably sinusoidal in terms of adding content, right? Because it's... You used to have to do stuff directly into the database, or directly into the code, and now you have tools that do that for you in sort of a slightly more comprehensible format. So, like, after Xenophobe joined the crew, things got easier for a while, but then we kept adding new things that every time we add content we have to think about. Like every time we add a hat, for example, now we have an additional bit of content to create because of the hat racking.
Yeah, which is fine.
No, I know, but like we just keep adding things like that.
Yeah, that's true. We do.
Every familiar has like 1,000 different fields to fill out because there's different text for each custom.
I'm not really seeing. Let's see. 19, 14. Yeah, I'm looking for the problem. But I wonder. 7/10 of 2007. I've uploaded a lot of these. July 10th of 2007. Huh. I don't know what it is that's causing that. 20 minutes. 2008, 04/14. Ah, okay. That's the problem. It's, .mp3. Okay, that should be fixed now. Let's actually make sure that that's fixed. I should have loaded that page before. So let's see. There's March 0. There is no March 0 on that page anymore, so great.
Dr. Van Ben Mojo says, I haven't fought a Goomba in an 8-bit ROM in almost 3 years. Is there a chance you could throw them in somewhere else if you could fight them again?
I thought we were going to make it,
I believe if you fight them on your first ascension, it's going to be set.
Yeah. It's but I think it'd be a little better.
The alternative? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Subbot says, would you make it possible to buy fruit after you've started the war without a war hippie outfit? It can be very unnecessarily punishing if you forget to buy fruit beforehand.
No.
Also, is nanite infested eggnog supposed to show up in the microbrewery? If it showed up in the brewery on a Moxie day, it could result in. Well, what the hell? Yeah, I don't know what the hell this is all about. How come we just lose? Huh? Didn't lose anything. Well, yeah, I that one I just blacklist. Anyway, if that were to show up in the brewery on a Moxie day, it could result in a hardcore no path or hardcore booster variant ones that are unbeatable. Yeah. Dr. Keir says, any way we can get summon Mayfly Swarm into the first strike list? Theoretically, it should be plausible. For the auto attack code to evaluate conditional skills, I had Xenophob set that up in the first place, I did it with an eye towards eventually doing that. That may take a little time.
So you do it for the main fight, but you wouldn't do it for customers or something.
Well, customers aren't on a skill. The thing is, doing it for the Mayfly Swarm isn't doing it for the Mayfly Swarm. It is doing it for every conditional skill.
I see.
Right? So you'd be able to set it to your auto attack if you had it accessible when you went to the auto attack menu. Right? So. Black Sand V says, hey guys, have you ever called each other by your usernames in public? Because calling a guy hot stuff in public must be embarrassing. No, I never really do.
You have definitely called me stuff. I wouldn't say it's I've called you Jake.
Yeah.
I've called you Zick.
Zick.
Jack. Twice.
Let's see. King Pickle says, I can have scaling pickle factory. Goreblack says, damn, I thought leaving you guys alone for a year would get you to name the gift shop guy without my constant prodding. Well, on to plan V. Hostages. Incidentally, if River Xenophobe mysteriously disappears in the next few days, I don't think I have to spell out that calling the police would be a bad idea. But if you did, it would be spelled C-A-L-L-I-N-G.
Did you see that Uber Noober says that the code to booze is written in lambic pentameter?
That's fine. Subbot says, will we ever see item changes or similar item properties that are implemented truly as properties of the item and not of the player? Oh, item charges, he said. No.
There's no way
to do properties of an item, basically.
Unless the item is... No, there's no way to do it.
There's really no way to do it. The thing is, with an item that you can only get one of in an ascension, that is a quest item, that is untradeable, yeah. We could...
You
can make it seem like it has charges or whatever.
But really, it's still...
Really, it's still just a flag on you.
We do not have unique items. Which is a limitation. Which was, when the game first started, it was a great way to optimize.
Well, but it opens up, it opens up the collector avenue. And
sure. It's, it allows us to have unlimited inventory size without our failures to explode.
Matt G987 says, any chance of new bounties in the future? Lamps from Lady Spooky Raven's nightstands, hippie carcasses from the Not Yetis, and do you have any plans to ever add more prizes to the Bounty Hunter Island? Maybe some interesting combat items or accessories?
It's interesting that there's so many questions out there.
Yeah. It would have to be a pretty fucking interesting combat item to be worth.
Yeah, 40 turns.
40 turns, but, hey, is that the cops? It could be the cops. No, because we don't know if the ship will work over there, man.
We'd potentially lose the wireless.
Yeah, we'd lose the signal as we rode across.
We're on like one wireless hub, and I think we would get it on the inside of the super, super east.
Anyway, maybe the Not Yetis could have Jedi signals. Amish Gorilla says, Deirdrick, Black Picnic Food Zappables, you could play. Linguini Lad says, I hope that the rising gas prices won't discourage the traveling trader from visiting us in the kingdom again.
He does.
We do.
Quab says, thanks for the using XXXX of 5,000 characters message in the quest log notes. I kept wondering if I was going to lose part of my log during the save, and if that has been there all along and I never noticed, well, thanks for remembering to put it in so long ago. It's been there for a few months.
The log itself has a card.
LOTE says, hey, how about a max on items that can be in a store and maybe multiple stores? It sucks when you click a store and have to wait because they have one of all of the junk items. Yeah, it should have been like that to begin with.
We've had a lot of discussion in the past couple of weeks about mall and various things. And it's just tricky because people like lots of different things. Some people like the fact that they can go there and get all of the best products. There are definitely a couple things we can do that would probably be nice if people get to buy things from the search.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ever going to do that because I still like the idea of forcing you to go into the store and buy the object. I know that there are fucking reasonable scripts that buy it from the store without actually doing it, but, you know, whatever. The narrative things that I'm going to force people to do, you know, whatever. You can induce me to be way around if you want, but I'm not going to. There are certain things like that that I'm just never going to give in on in the native interface.
Just because of the way you like it.
Yeah. You know, and it's a mall. It's a store that you go into and buy stuff, and you see other stuff on the shelves. Theoretically, that's the point of the advertising budget, right? For a long time, the mall was not searchable. And I wanted to stick to my guns on that, but then it just got to.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
You know, it's interesting.
No.
Yes, it is. Dr. Van Venmojo says, first of all, Le Spectre says, is the ninja suit's name a reference to hot and cold running water, or to the idiom run hot and cold, or to cool runnings? Well, everything that I have done since I was a child is in one way or another a reference, or at least an homage, to cool runnings, because it really is the primary thing that inspired me as an artist. But no, hot and cold running water. I've never heard the idiom run hot and cold. Dr. Van Venmojo writes. It's a big deal in hardcore how many main set garnish summons you get on day one, since it generally determines how many disco bandit drinks you can consume on that day. This is sufficiently important for progress that summoning zero main set garnishes is crippling to a speedrun, and summoning three main set garnishes is an outstanding start for a speedrun. Any chance on doing something to ameliorate this RNG dependence? Things in speedruns are going to depend on RNG, but having a 1/4 chance of getting absolutely screwed on summons is kind of discouraging. Ideally, RNG dependence is something that happens throughout a run and will average out over the course of many turns, but things like these garnish summons matter a whole lot more at the beginning of a run than they do at the end when raw materials are plentiful. Well,
we have an idea.
We do have an idea. It is a way to, if you, I think that the plan that we came up with was you could basically spend two or three or four turns in a very suboptimal area to be given the chance to force your next garnish summon to be a particular so you can do it if you want to, and you can only do it. You basically, it would be an adventure that you'd get somewhere and you'd pick. You'd be doing something unrelated, but it would also pick what your next garnish was. There was actually some content behind it. But you'd be able to do it again later, but there would be a guaranteed one after four or five turns. Just specifically for that purpose. I'm not positive if the idea is fully developed enough that I could just sit down and do it, but it could definitely be one of those. Let's do something this week things at some point in the next couple of months.
Fry Guy 9 says, with the change to the Possumancer spell names, there are now two Possumancer spells made of cannelloni.
Yeah.
For variety's sake, perhaps Cannelloni Cocoon can be renamed? How about Cavatelli Cocoon? I like Cannelloni Cocoon. Cannelloni Cannon. I did Cannellini Cannon. That's not a thing.
Well, wasn't that something weird?
Camelami. Ramalama Cannon.
Dim. You always aren't the best.
Dim sum. What about dim sum? Dim sum pasta?
Dim sum is like French.
What about, tapas? Tapas pasta?
Tapas pasta.
Hoshinokabe says, if we use our Nolish Nunchakas as a club, why can't we dual wield them? I think there are two hands. So. Wait, because they're the cops. Is it like a stealth cop? And if the cops got cloaking devices, that would suck ass. Cheese Dude says, thanks for the many hours of entertainment these radio shows have brought me, even if Scully's voice is a bit boring sometimes. Ha ha ha, Scully got flunked.
That was kind of a rough,
His voice isn't boring.
Maybe he sounds Scully.
I was assuming he was talking about some sort of quality of his voice rather than things he was saying. Scully's.
How come the quality of someone's voice is boring?
Well, Ben Stein's voice is...
Am I a musical robot?
I kind of want to find that kid so I can kick his ass.
What do you mean by kick his ass? I kind of want him, like...
No, I want to kick that kid's ass.
Give him a clue dump about the way life works.
Kid from Spellbound. No. He's a dork, and he needs to have his ass kicked. Yeah, sorry, man. That's how much of a dork that kid is. He even brings out the bully in me, man. I know. Let's see. Redditch says, hey, bad enough dudes. Is there a reason familiar weight isn't shown buffed and unbuffed like stats? As a sap who spent days training maxed out familiar, I crave simplicity. Gramp says, will there ever be more demons in the summoning chamber? Yes. On a similar note, are there any undiscovered demon names? Yes. Redditch, I don't answer that.
Just, wow.
Amanda Carrick says, just another nudge to get the inventory menu over the mixing / baking / smithing / combining areas. Please. Yeah. Arkwild says, I'd like to see more options for the mall, i.e. sorting by item types, find only familiar / mystery store items / food levels. Tell me it'll never happen. So the wife was playing, and she was like, you should put in a search for the mall that looks like a search for the auction house and World of Warcraft. Also, I don't know why I sound like
this. Her voice was cute.
I found...
You could probably de-buzz it.
You think so?
Well, I actually put the battery monitor, but...
All right, I'm going to pull that off, and let's see what the battery monitor says. Battery monitor says 48%. I'm gonna pop it back in, because I don't think that's enough to last a half hour. Sorry, right. Kids, about this horrible buzz. I know it's really intolerable, but... well, you know what? We can leave it off for a little while. Now that air conditioner is not running anymore, I know. It's too hot. It's hot. It's too hot in here. I have to pee. Anyway, I could not figure out a reasonable way to... I added that category search thing to the mall, and it just didn't... I couldn't really justify putting it in. It looked confusing, and there wasn't, in my mind, a really reasonable way to do it. Right. So, yeah. I'm all about the categories in the flea market, right? Just because of the way that works. You're just looking at everything in there, but doing the search the same way that the current mall search works, but with category restrictions on it, just, like, it didn't really seem like it added any value to that particular post-it note. What if you were able to search for, like, yeah, I, the one thing that I have thought of is what my wife suggested just then. I can go into the mall and type semi-rares, and I can get a mall search that's all the semi-rares. So I could see putting in some tricky search options that were, you know, undocumented or documented, you know. That's actually not a bad idea. Just a bunch of overridden queries by particular keywords. But then it would get, I mean, I'd have to put some kind of designator on those keywords, right? Like put a dollar sign in front of it or something.
You wouldn't have to necessarily.
Well, it would just make it difficult if somebody was at, because I mean, if you wanted to search for the word potion, you know,
right?
Like, I see.
We can come up with a list of.
No, I know what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Though.
But yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, I see. See what you did there. Oh no! Another putt says, any chance of new turtles for tamers to find someday?
Yeah. Got a list.
Swine says, why doesn't the Calavera concertina work for the second stone mariachi? It is an accordion, after all, and a stolen one at that. It probably should. Sable 4 says, Jake, thanks for the recommendation of Crisis Core for the PSP you made about a month ago. I picked up a PSP for it and two other games, and I'm not regretting it. Crisis Core is awesome, and I'm almost done with it. Admittedly, part of why I'm not regretting it is I got one off eBay for $90 and immediately set up custom firmware on it so I could run homebrew games, ScumVM, and SNES and Genesis games. Awesome.
Huh.
Having a physical device to run, mind you, not to forget that's portable and has a good button configuration. Oh, a great PS. Give The World Ends With You another try. I really like that one, and for 99% of the game on normal or easy, you don't have to pay too much attention to the top screen. Just mash in the enemy's direction while focusing on the bottom screen. The plot's really good. So really, I just need to get any game you react really well or badly to. Wait, strike the last part. That may not be the best idea. By the way, we'll be using the homebrew radio player on PSP to listen to the Jick Show.
That's awesome.
That's neat. You know, I do not dislike The World Ends With You. I just said that I found the combat kind of confusing. I did not. I probably would have been playing it a lot had I brought my DS on this road trip, but I kind of. No, The World Ends With You was on the DS.
Oh, I see.
I was talking about more than one game. but I kind of made a conscious decision not to bring any video games with me so that I could buy the Penny Arcade game and play it. And, you know, so.
The use of the DS as like an email platform and stuff like that, I find is very interesting.
Do you mean the DS or do you mean the PSP?
I mean the DS.
Okay.
Right, because there was that guy who was using it to he filed like reports for some news agency or whatever from his DS in Japan.
So it's homebrew on DS or PSP?
I don't know if there's any homebrew stuff for the DS or not.
PSP.
Yeah, the PS, that was what he was talking about.
There's definitely, I mean, I believe Riff has talked about downloading homebrew games for the DS.
But I don't think that you have to, like, I don't think it has to be, like, jailbroken or whatever where you I don't think it requires a custom firmware.
Oh, does the PSP require that?
Yeah.
The DS just requires that
ROM card, yeah. The RAM card, the RIM card.
Job.
Yeah, the people who make those cards work RIM jobs. Let's see. I didn't miss anything there. NC Sorcerer says, hey, Jack, you guys have been coming up with all these ways to create new ideas for familiars and such, but what about a familiar that's just an upgrade version of a different familiar? So instead of, say, a familiar doing standard healing and meat or something, you do a familiar that's just better than the leprechaun with meat drops or better than the maple leaf for regeneration. Yeah, I've always felt that it would be a little cheap to make a Mr. Store item that was just an improved version of something that you already could get in the game. The combination thing is at least mechanically more interesting to me. I don't know that there would actually be anything wrong with it. But.
It's rough to come up with something that would be hands down better than anything else in the game for like meat or item drops or whatever, because then it becomes kind of necessary if you're trying to maximize those things. And right now, even, you know, meat plus item drops or whatever, while that might be a Mr. Store item, you can maximize either one or the other without requiring Mr. Store stuff, you know, sometimes. So, yeah. That's kind of a tough call, I feel like. Especially in terms of Mr. Store stuff.
ACM says, hey guys, I finally found something strong enough to compete with my KOL addiction, and then links to a picture of his cute baby.
Aww.
That is a cute baby. Count Crapula says, hey there, are you in charge of the music?
No.
I'm not in charge of anything, man. Gleeb says, Asymmetric should come out with a line of kitchenware. I'd love to buy a stove with nothing but back burners. Ba-dum-bunch.
We got kind of a scathing review of Viking stoves while we were in Flora.
Oh, did we? I don't know anything about it. I didn't even know that Viking stoves existed.
They're supposed to be pretty good. I mean, that's not what I had heard. And someone, a family friend of Jick's, is a stove aficionado, and he much preferred, I think it was a DSM stove or something like that? DCM? I forgot that. It was a three-letter acronym. It was a very nice-looking stove that he had. It was a nice-looking stove. What can I say?
Ashelon says, so I know you guys hate deadlines, so will Hobopolis be done before you start working on this year's Crimbo? Yeah, dude. Like I said, early June. I think that what's going to happen is that we're going to get home in like 2 or 3 days, and my plan is to just bury myself in work for like a month because I haven't done any real work on this trip. That's not true. I've done maybe 2 days worth of work on this trip, but it just didn't work out the way that I expected it to, as far as like
having time to work
and reliable internet access at the same time. You know, it was
shockingly, we were actually doing stuff in the places we visited most of the
time. Yeah. We've actually been very busy and had very little downtime on the trip that we weren't fucking driving. So what I'm expecting is going to happen is I'm going to get home. There's going to be a handful of little things to deal with, and it's basically going to be crunch time on the item of the month. Which I don't, you know, we always have these grand plans about, like, oh, no, man, we're going to get the item of the month done in, like, the beginning of June, and so that we have plenty of time to mess with it and balance it, but, you know, you guys know as well as we do that that's never going to fucking happen. So,
the stove that is just back burners, though.
Work on the,
I like that.
Item of the month. What's that?
Yeah, the stove that's just back burners. Yeah.
It's really safe for children. It would be very safe for ACM's baby.
That's true. It seems baby has a huge head, I would like to point out.
All babies have huge heads.
I know, but it's particularly obvious in ACM's baby's case.
XSmoodX says, can you guys broadcast from a car more often? It's more exciting than usual radio shows. Yeah, but that's not saying much.
It's kind of like we're running from the cops. We're on the run, on the lam.
Yeah.
We could broadcast from a lam next time.
That's true. We could be on a lam.
Horseback.
Porcupine Spotter says they need to hunt the love cats for those questionable tacos on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Yep.
Yes.
Mini Minty Giant says, congrats on being in Kansas. Now get out quickly before you're doomed. Ashelon said, the storm system coming towards you guys from Denver did spawn tornadoes in Denver and eastern Colorado. Just saying.
Yeah. We should drive through. But as long as they don't hit I-70, we're fine. Fine.
As long as we're not on I-70.
Yeah. We're in danger of getting hit by bad weather, I think.
You think?
Yeah. I looked on the radar.
Huh. Stifer says, so why exactly is it that most of the KOL staff refuse to be buffed? Are you guys just too good for our buffs? Yeah.
Depends on the buff.
Porcupine Spotter says, that still makes no sense. Shabbat is Friday night through Saturday. Long rollover is Saturday night. Not seeing where this complaint is coming from.
Is the Saturday rollover starting early, maybe?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Wow. Kai Kai, knock it the fuck off what you were doing a half an hour ago.
It's possible that it was some sort of...
No, it's not. It's possible that he's some sort of douchebag.
Bug.
I'm just going to...
Wow.
No, seriously, you can't do that shit. Tomato Bob says, who said the Bounty Hunter spleen item needs to be adventure giving? Maybe this is an opportunity to give a new result for spleens, something different.
I know, we could use it to... it could be like a 5-spleen item that gives you 5 extra spleen.
That'd be awesome. Oh, man. Amplitude says Indiana Jones was awful.
Don't listen to people.
I know. I'm not listening to anybody.
No, okay. Wait, how about this?
We
have
just told all the radio that.
Oh, crap. Spoilers. We should just have low expectations.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
How did he see it?
It came out today on the...
Yeah, we watch it.
Because we're driving for 1,000 hours.
Guys are...
to stop and have dinner there?
No. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, another familiar with content comparable to the level of the Badger? Didn't you say you'd never ever do something that massive again? No, we said we'd do something that massive every goddamn June for some retarded reason. That became our new plan. I may ditch early. I may just stop when we run out of questions because we should hit the road. And this is
because of our battery's assault.
Uh-oh. Porcupine Spotter says, Jake, what you just whistled was the warp whistle melody from Super Mario Brothers 3. You're not going to get this until you've forgotten what you whistled.
Oh, man.
So what was the... Was it? I thought the... Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That was terrible.
Whistle the harpsichord thing. Maybe
somebody... No. I'll do that on some other show. let's see. Yeah, and then Catatonic Monkey also says that was the Super Mario Brothers 3 whistle.
Wow. It sounds similar enough to me that I could not have placed it not in there, but I can see, I think the one from, Zelda was longer. Like more, there were more notes in the melody, if I recall.
And I'm trying to think. Dr. Van Van Oger says it's kind of impossible to hear hot stuff over the buzzing. Tell him to yell more.
Yell more. Yeah, we're not buzzing though at the moment.
No, we're not buzzing at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the buzzing, you guys. There's just nothing to be done when the battery is running low.
Jer the Red says, how many turns do you think it would take someone to solo the clan dungeons? Well, for Hobopolis, if you know nothing about it, it's going to take you 5,500 turns. 5,600
turns. But it wouldn't. It would even by accident.
By accident, you're going to figure out some tricks for shaving turns off.
It'll be, I would guess, 4,500 to 500. Yeah. 4,500 to 5,000.
Many of the things that really speed it up require people acting in concert. So that's... But I'm...
Spoiler!
Yeah, forgot about that. Shadow Ninja Guy says, what goes into deciding how rare an item drop is? Is it just a percentage pulled out of Jake's ass, or was some forward thought put into it? Yes, can it be both?
No. Yeah. Jake often pulls numbers out of his ass that are presciently balanced. That said, sometimes things are way, way more common or way less common than they really should be. We go back and adjust things over time sometimes as well.
Sild says, any plans for a familiar you can acquire only in Bad Moon? Possibly that is dismissed by the end of the run like the Raven? That might be cool.
Huh. Some sort of annoying pest.
You know, maybe that's what the perma-unlock quest could be.
Oh, some sort of, like, obnoxious...
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be fun.
It would be. Just some sort, you know, like doing it basically the equivalent of a Bad Moon OAF run.
Wow.
Is what perma unlocks.
That's so rough.
Yeah, it's really... But, you know, it could be something.
That would... I mean, I think people would also get a kick out of that, kind of, you know. You go to Heartbreak Hotel, and the concierge could offer to give you this sort of orphaned demon to care to take
away. Right, yeah.
You could use it, and you have to get 100%. You do it from the very first turn, you have to get 100%. Run with it, and then that'll unlock that.
Yeah, no, that's actually pretty clever, because that's a way to make it arduous without having to write just a tremendous amount of content for a quest.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good job.
Blizzbob says, that lambic pentameter you mentioned is iambic pentameter, and it was a capital I... No, no.
No, it was really a capital...
It was a capital L, and it was a funny joke about a kind of beer. it's not that we don't know.
It was the ode to booze, you see?
It's ode to booze, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Shadow Ninja Guy says, about how long does it take to add a single piece of content? Say, an item, an adventure, a little shop, etc. See, it's really impossible to answer that. If I were to add another weapon to the armory and leggery, it would take, you know, a couple minutes, and as long as it took me to draw
it, and
write a joke into the description, pick a power for it. Items that actually do stuff, you know, a lot more work. Items that do stuff that have to be related to other things, you know,
balanced
against other stuff, you know, things that operate in different ways depending on where you are, you know, do something in a particular zone or whatever, you know, require some kind of logic in what they do when you use them, like deep
layer upon layer of complexity.
And just the whole creative process that it could take. It could take weeks to decide on a theme for something, or, you know, there's like something some small notion that eventually balloons into a whole zone or whatever, but until you get that sort of inspiration, you can't do anything, you know, so that, I don't know if you can count that time against, you know, the actual creation time or whatever.
Oh, shit, we're in the middle of, rollover, so not getting any,
not gonna get any
new questions.
New game asks, it appears that we're into D&D, and asks what our favorite type of character is to play.
I never really played much,
You talked about playing D&D in the hallway.
Yeah.
We drove.
I was DMing, though.
Oh, you were.
At my grade school.
Jick is, theoretically gonna DM some role-playing.
Yeah, I guess like Ghostbusters, man. We want to play some Ghostbusters.
There's
I don't think cows are capable of that kind of organization.
Cattle trucks, trucks, semi trucks loaded with cattle.
It does smell like cows.
They do not sound happy.
Are they lowing? They're gonna wake the poor baby Jesus. But that's okay. No crying he will make. Right, a naked Jew. Get it? Because a naked Jew doesn't know anything about Jesus.
There are Jews for Jesus.
There's juice for Jesus. You know what kind of sucks? I'm not going to be able to... we're not going to want to sit here for 45 minutes waiting
to
for
upload
this
show
to upload. Yeah, no. So...
we can do it tonight.
Yeah, we can do it tonight.
There is wireless at my mom's house.
Hey, so those of you actually listening live, you get a rare treat.
You got a total scoop on the rest of the group.
Yeah, you did get a scoop on the group.
Are we just gonna outro and then?
Amp went to smoke some chode. So,
wow.
Wait a little while, yeah.
It is just disgustingly humid in this town.
Yeah, it's really, really kind
of. What
awful
is wrong
there.
With this state of
affairs? It's the Midwest, man. I did not know that Colorado and Kansas bordered. I thought that there was another state in between them.
Nope. Yeah. There's just a lot of Kansas. Maybe you thought the extra part of Kansas was another state.
Kansas is like the most boring state. It's just a rectangle, and it's not.
I don't know. There's some. There was some pretty stuff. There was some pretty stuff in the eastern part of Kansas. Some sort of looked like the Shire, to some extent. It's funny. We've been driving all around the country, and every time we see something pretty, we're like, "Oh, that looks just like," and then insert locality from World of Warcraft or some other video game. And it's like, "Yeah, we're nerds."
Is that a sad thing, or is that
I don't
is that indicating is that indicating that the video games are ways for people who don't have the opportunity to travel to see different climates of the real world?
Well, with something like World of Warcraft, I think what it indicates is Blizzard's sort of eerie ability to distill satisfying experiences into their most important constituents.
It just means that once the robots take over and put us into like a state of like sleep
in the Matrix,
and as long as Blizzard is in charge, then we will all be totally happy.
Phoenix is saying that as long as Blizzard is in charge when the robots take over, that the Matrix they create will be acceptable to us. The idea of existing in the World of Warcraft world where there was no death ever, kind of interesting.
You just respawn at a graveyard.
Yeah,
we were driving by it. We were driving past a graveyard, and I was like, "Hey, if we get into a car wreck here, it won't be such a big deal."
Oh, I didn't get that.
We'd respawn right back there. Did I actually say that out loud?
No, he didn't. Yeah, but I think you might have said that if we got into a wreck here, it wouldn't be a big deal. And I was like, okay.
Let's see. I'm gonna let you go, people.
I'm gonna
see us for 2 minutes.
This will be a return to the lovely climes of Arizona, and I will be absent. I will be in Boston, Bostown, Bustini, Bustown, the Bostones.
All right. I'm going to put a stop to this. We'll see you guys.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
That's all, folks.
Bye. Abigail.
Can you feel my heart in the palm of your hand? And do you understand why I can't stay? Abigail, an evil wind is blowing through the land, and they need every man to drive it away. When I come home, if I come home, you'll be a grown woman. When I come home, if I come home, don't be alone, Abigail Bell of Kilroy. Abigail, gonna be the beauty of County Galway, and she will live always in a world of love. Abigail, I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I'll